We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Tav Zayin and Mabez, and we're beginning from two dots. Gufa, Amrav Yidl, Amrav Chia, Bar Yosef, Amrav. Bayis She'ein Toicha Yud. We had this case before. They have a house that's not, the inside is not 10 Tfachim high, so the walls are not 10 Tfachim high inside. The Keruya Meshlima Yud, and with the roof, it becomes Yud. Al Gagim with the Taltal. Because there you have Yud Tvachim Mechitzis. For Seichai, we only have Mechitzis that are 9 Tvachim, aim and Talat Mei of Dalat Amas. It's din of a Carmelist and it can't carry more than Dalat Amas. Let's say you make a hole inside the house. You carve out a hole in the ground, Dalat al Dalat, one Tepach deep, Meshlima Liyud. Now you have 10 Tvachim high, Mutal Talat Mekuloi. What's the pshat? It's pashat the Gemara saying in that dalal dalak metaltal because I have 10 tefachim high, but even around the 10 tefach, the four by four that I didn't dig, also I can, and there's only 9 tefachim high. They also carry why? My timer. Those sides have a churei reshus yachid. It's like the holes next to reshus yachid that you use that mishdamish for reshus yachid that people reshus yachid use it. The churei reshus yachid reshus yachid ami and churei. Of Shishiyachid is like a Shishiyachid. The Itma, Churei of Shishiyachid, because Shishiyachid on me. Like we learned, Churei of Shishiyachid, I like a Shishiyachid. So what are we saying? We're saying that inside the house, really, you don't have 10 Tvachim high, but since you made a little indentation, you dug a little indentation in the ground, so now you have 10 Tvachim, so everything else becomes Churei of Shishiyachid. So Tais, important Tais, Tais says that in Masechta Sukkah, it's Mavoyer, that you only could do this if the walls are within 3 Tvachim of the ditch, of the hole. But if it's more, then you can't do it. Because then the walls have no shaykhis to this indentation. So why by Shabbos is it different? So Taisi says it's only there because the schach has to be on top of the walls. So the walls don't have a din of Yud Tvachim if they're not 3 Tvachim within here. But Shabbos doesn't have halacha. As long as you have mechitzis altogether Yud Tvachim, that's enough. Another teretz, the Shmaka teretz from Taisi Shonim, he says, over here we're talking about that it has walls 10 Tvachim, just on the outside. So that makes a Shishiyachid. The only problem is inside you don't have Avir of Yud Tvachim, and that will help to make the meditation to make the Avir of Yud Tvachim. But like upon him for Shabbos, it helps to make this hole in the ground, and that will add up to 10 Tvachim. So that's Churei Rosh Hashiyachid. That means in Rosh Hashiyachid, you have a hole in the wall, they keep things there, and it's open to Shishiyachid, has a din of Rosh Hashiyachid. What about Churei Rosh Hashiyachid? The Chayre Rishirabim, that holes that are open to Shirabim. You're walking down Shirin Shirabim and they have these little holes in the wall and people put stuff there, you know, while they're walking, there's too heavy, you put something in there. So it's called Chure Shirabim. What's Halacha? Does that a hole have a din of Shirabim or not? Abaya Amma Kishir Shirabim Damu. Abaya holds has din of Shirabim. Rav Amma Lav Kishir Shirabim Damu. These holes on the wall are not like Kishir Shirabim. Omle Rav La Abayas. Rav asks Abayas, you hold it to Shisharabim. Lididok the Amr is Chayri of Shisharabim and Kishisharabim Dami. Maishna, Maha, the Chaos of Dimar Vechanon. Why is different than what of Dimar Vechanon is selling? It's called a Karen Zavas, a Smuch of Shisharabim. The loch is that we said before that the house that are set back and the road goes into that indentation, we said that Karen Zavas is not a Dim Shisharabim. How could that be worse than Chayri of Shisharabim? It's not open to Shisharabim. But the havoc of Chayri Shirabim. He's asking you, Abaya, why is it not like Chayri Shirabim? So Abaya answers, no. Hasom l'nichet ha-shmishtei. Ha-cha l'nichet ha-shmishtei. There, it's hard to use that indentation. Here, it's easy. The holes are right there. They're right next to you while you're walking. It's easy to use it. Therefore, Chayri Shirabim would be better, more suitable to use in Shirabim than the Karen Zavis, and therefore has din of Shirabim. And even, Tosfos speaks that it's even better than Tzidr Shirabim. These Chayri, which is Rabbim. Even better than Tzidr Shirabim, because Chayri Shirabim is Machlaikis if it has Dim Shirabim or not. According to Rabban, it's not Shirabim. So here, we're saying these Chayri, according to Abaya at least, these Chayri Shirabim, these holes that are servicing the Shirabim, are better than a Karen Zavis, better than Tzidr Shirabim, has Din of Shirabim. So the Gemara, we're going to ask a Kash from Mishnah later on. Tana, the Mishnah says in Perek HaZorik, HaZorik Dalat Amas Bekoisel, Lemailam Yud Kuzorik Ba'avir. You throw something, the halach is you're not like carry something for Amos, even by throwing, in the Rosh Hashanah. So you throw something in Rosh Hashanah, and it lands, and you need Akira Anach, you need Akira Rosh Hashanah, and landing in Rosh Hashanah. So you threw something for Amos, because, so Lamayla Mayud, and it landed lemaila mayud kazurik ba'avir. It's like you threw in the ear. It's not chayif. Lemata mayud tfachim. If it landed less than your tfachim, kazurik ba'aretz. And throughout the kaisel, remember. Throughout the kaisel. So if it's less than your tfachim, it's like you threw it on ba'aretz, and it's noch, and you're chayif b'shema ba'ar. Va'avinim ba'ar, and the Gemara has a kasha, my kazurik ba'aretz, v'loi noch. What does it mean, zurik ba'aretz? My son was never noch. It bounced back. It bounced back, and pashed to bounce back, and now it's less than dalet amos. Talking about like these sticky figs that you threw, and you threw it and stuck to the wall. So now you maver dalet amos. It was knock on the wall, so it has to be knock on rishus harabim. Only within 10 tefachim is called rishus harabim. Like we said before, only within 10 tefachim of rishus harabim is called rishus harabim. Ad kan the Mishnah. If the holes in the walls are habadim shirabim, what do you have to say for the case where it's only a sticky thing? Look him up at tzarar v'chevetz, anything. You threw a tzarar, you threw a chevetz. But the nach b'chor, it landed in the hole. It landed in the hole. What's the problem? The hole has a shirabim also, according to Abaya. So you threw it at the wall, and there was a hole there, it landed in the hole. So that was a kash in Abaya. The Rafia Abaya, water Rabbi Yechanan, it's the kasha from Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was a big Amira, and it's Shverin Abaya from Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan had the Zet sign. But Dvela Shemena, I have a simple answer. Zet sign, the case is, they're landing in the hole. Aye, the hole's now Shirabim? No, but by holes, that the Chayr is Shirabim, is the Rosh Shirabim. So Zot Amar, Abaya had two times, he used to answer different ways. Sometimes he used to answer, Zimnim, Mashani Law, Shani Tzroar V'Chayfritz, the Michter V'Osi. The Mahad Vasi. That Mahad Vasi, sometimes he used to answer that Tzroar and Chayfetz, if you throw it at a wall, it's very hard to get into the hole, and a lot of times it bounces back. So we don't say the case. It's a very not common case that you could throw something close to 8 feet and get it into a little hole. It's pretty hard to do, especially on an angle. And if even if it hits the hole, it'll probably bounce out on a hard wall, a stone wall. So the Mahad Vasi, if you want to answer that, because it's very hard, it's very not likely that'll get it into the hole. That's why he answered the Vela Shemena. Zimna Mishayin, all the times Abaya says, no, because that's the Bechor. We're talking about a Kaisel, it doesn't have a hole. And that's why we said that you're talking about a fig, a sticky fig. And he'll say, he used to bring a raya that was talking about a Kaisel without a hole. Memai. Miltoni Reisha, it says in the first part of the Mishnah, Zorak Lemayam Yotvachim, he threw it hard in Yotvachim, Kizorak Ba'aver. It's like he threw in the ear, it's nothing, it's not a Shazarab. If it's a kaisel that has a hole, it should be a problem of Rishus HaYachid now. If it landed in a hole and it's hard in your tvachim, why was saying Gepater? It should be like you landed on Rishus HaYachid if it had a hole. Bishlam, if it goes on the side and it's sticking to it, that's Zichanar Rishus HaYachid. Above your tvachim, Shulam Makam Tur. But if it's in a hole and the hole is more than your tvachim, so that's then Rishus HaYachid. The chitema, my system less but dalad. Oh, you tell me, you know why I can't be Rishus HaYachid? Because not dalad. Talking about a hole, but there's no dalad or dalad. But you can't say that. But Rehuda and Rav Chia said that if you throw a mile of your tefachim and it lands in a hole, even if it's a small hole, it still might have dinner of Rishus HaYachid because we had stam mishas Rav Meir. And Bonu Chagas Rameyev Rabbanon. The Rameyev Savar, Melagavi Hilchos Mezuzah, we'll explain in a second, Chaykim Lahashlim. That if you have a hole that starts off as a hole, if it has enough space to spread out Dalad, you look at a Ki'ilu, it's carved out to Dalad, Al Dalad. Rabbanon Savar Inchak Lahashlim. And what we've established is like Rameyev. So it's be like Rameyev, Chaykim Lahashlim. So why Zaruk Lamayim Yitfachim was saying Yipotah? If there's a hole, it should be Chayit. Why? Because Rishus is Yachid. It's not Dalad Dalad. We're going to Ramey. It says Chaykin Lahashlim. Ramey is talking about a case. The halacha is to have a doorway for mezuzah. It has to be 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high. So let's say you have a doorway that starts off the first 3 tefachim, it's 4 tefachim wide, and then it starts narrowing. It's like a archway. And it's less than 4 tefachim wide when it gets up to 10 tefachim. So Ramey says if the wall has enough space that you can carve out the entire door, you say chaykim lahashlim yichayev and mezuzah. See here also, if you have this hole in the wall that's already started to be a hole, you should say chaykim lahashlim and it should be makam dalad al dalad. You should say, look at a ki'ilu, it's carved out. So the question is, if there's a hole, so you should be chayev and malam yud. El alav shmami, no, because let's be chur, shmami, no. Most of a wall does not have a hole. And that's a good teres tabaya. The kashan abaya was that why do you have to say sticky thing? Should say land in a chur, and then it's chayir shirabin. Teretz is, we're not talking about a wall with a hole. Haraya, because the mailum we always said yapater. So must we're not talking about a hole, we're not talking about a wall with a hole in it. So two truths to me. Either pshat is that's going to bounce back, or not talk about a wall with a hole. So the Gemara Vayta, Gufa, we learned before, I'm Rav Chista. Not Kana Meshusha Yachid. Someone planted a stick in Meshusha Yachid, Vizarek Venach Al Gabav, and you threw something from Meshusha Rabim, and it landed in the Meshusha Yachid, and it landed on top of this pole. Rav Chista holds, it's 100 amas high, Chayiv, Meshusha Yachid, Oyla Adar Kia, because Meshusha Yachid goes up to the sky. And therefore he holds, Yachayiv. Zok Tumar Lemar of Chista Domak Rebbe. Sounds like a Chista holds like Rebbe that you don't need a Makam Dalal Dalal, because we're saying Rebbe holds that you take his Kana is very small, and you throw on top of it, Yichayev. So Lemar of Chista Domak Rebbe Tanya Zorak V'Nocha Gaviziz Kolshu. And the Gemara thinks now we're talking about you threw it from Shusharabim to Shushiyachid. You threw something and landed on Gaviziz Kolshu, a little windowsill in the Shushiyachid. Rebbe Mechayev, Rebbe Oz Yichayev, V'Chom Poitrim. So you see, you don't need Makam Dala Dala in Rebbe. So it sounds like Rav Chista is like Rebbe. Rebbe holds something in the Shusha Yachid, is Oyla Adrakiya, and it works. So it sounds like Rav Chista holds like Rebbe. So maybe to Rav Mir, Rav Chista holds like Rebbe. Zogt Amar, no, Oma Abaya. We're going to go like Rashi's second Gersa. Oma Abaya. Rishusha Yachid, the Kulam Aloy Pligit Rav Chista. In the Shusha Yachid, every Gersa Rav Chista, it's Oyla Adrakiya, and you throw something, lands on top of the stick, Yechai. What's the case of like this Rebbe and the Rabbanon? Took a whole different case. One way you did Havara on Shurabim. You threw something Shurabim and it landed on a branch in the Shurabim. And the question is, you don't have Dalad or Dalad. And the Halacha of Ilan Oimash Shiyach of Noif Noif Shurabim, Vizorak Venach Anoifai. And you threw something and landed on the branch. The Rebbe Savri, I'm reading Shadidav as Ikroi. Rebbe holds that since the Iker, the trunk, is Dalad or Dalad, the branch gets a Hashivas of a Mokarim Dalad or Dalad. But Rabbanon Savri, Lo Yamrin Shalom Avos Yikra, you don't give it Chashivas Dalad Dalad. So the Chalukas Rebbe and Rabbanon is, there's a branch that has a big trunk, have a din Dalad Al Dalad. And Taka, the Rishonim over here, speak out that it doesn't need the Ilan Oymus Yachid. Even the Ilan Oymus Rabbin be the same thing if the branch gets a din of the trunk. But it comes out of the Kuliyam, Evan holds, of course, in Rishon Yachid, shows something in Rishon Yachid, has din Dalad Dalad, because Rishon Yachid Oyla Ad Rakiya. And the Machloek is Rebbe Rabbanon talking about a case of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim if you say that the branch gets the din of the trunk.